that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood, King of Crash, the Colossus of Cloud, the Colossus of Cloud.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer this week is Adam Abdallah here on Christmas week. We're here to take your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number's 312-332-3776. And also, we're adding something this week. Now, we're giving away two boxes of cards, an Upper Deck hockey box and a Bowman Draft Hobby baseball box that one caller or tweeter will get in a drawing, just like every week, where Vince from ERC will deliver. And we're going to do a second drawing this week, which I'm going to randomize at I love random.org. And this is going to be for, tell us if you were surprised or not surprised by something in sports or collecting during the year 2014. For instance, in sports, I was surprised how bad the Bears were. I really thought this team going into it, they made some defensive pickups. I thought they're going to win 10 games. Obviously, they didn't. They, for whatever reason, they seem to have kind of quit as going back to October. I don't know what happened, but it went bad. So I was surprised about that in sports. That's one of the things I've got on that. And then in collecting, just last auction, this December auction in the Huggins and Scott auction, one of the items that really surprised me, and I'm sure for Bill Huggins, this was in a good way, was that Mickey Mantle, Brooks Robinson dual autograph where Mantle's slide into third and put the inscription safe, and Brooks Robinson playing third wrote, "You're out," went for seven grand. I tweeted about that when it was 2100, thinking, boy, that's a lot for that. And then it goes for $7,000.
That's an amazing picture.
It really is a neat photo. I mean, it really is neat. I would love to have it, but didn't have an extra $7,000 laying around. Don't you think, Bill, that was quite the price on that baby?
Everybody has been talking to us about that. And like I said, the only thing that I think that may explain that to some extent, not to that extent, but to some extent, is that it may be the only one that is graded a PSA 10.
Wow.
Of so where the two of them signed, you mean?
The two autographs. Are
yeah.
Graded
oh, 10. I see. Okay. Wow. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it would be like having the only 10 of a card or something.
Yeah,
you know?
I suppose so.
I still want to find out if he was actually called safer out in the yeah, game. I want to know that.
That's
you know?
Something we will never know. I wonder
why
they
have to ask Brooks.
You don't want to know, Vince.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Bill, I want to know. I don't know. Sorry, I want to know.
Yeah, the odds of being able to figure out what game that was from. I wonder how you would even do that.
Probably Brooks Robinson would know, right?
I wonder if he would. Yeah, nah,
I
don't know.
Remember.
I don't know. You never know.
Yep.
Now, you can also tweet me an item, at @TCrownTom is my Twitter ID. And if you want to get in on the second drawing, now the second drawing, if you say something that you're surprised about during 2014, that random.org, that box will have to be picked up at Triple Crown in Naperville at my shop in Naperville during the week. And that's an extra box of Bowman Draft Hobby Baseball that will be given away. So we're giving away a separate box for that. If you're not in on the surprise thing and you just want to talk about collectibles, you still get in the drawing for the Upper Deck Hockey Box and the Bowman Draft Hobby Baseball Box. Here's a tweet from Scott. "Hi, my name is Scott. I have a dual sign. Speaking of dual sign, given to me by my grandpa, Willie Mays and Monty Irvin. Now, I'm not sure. Scott didn't put a picture of this item up here, not sure how old, you know, if it was a vintage signed, which maybe it was, if his grandpa gave it to him. What would the difference be on an item like that, Bill, if it was Monty Irvin and Willie Mays, say, signed in the 50s compared to signed, you know, in the last few years?
Well, you're probably looking at 2 to 5 times the difference. I mean, depending on how crazy people want to get. And like you said, we don't know what type of an item it's on. That would also be a big determining factor.
Yeah, he says it's an 8x10 photo, but he didn't attach a picture of it. So if you do tweet me an item at T Crown Tom, if you can, try to tweet a photo of the item with it. Then everybody can see it, we can see it, and it helps us give an idea on the value of the item. Bruce from Bloomington's on the line. What do you have there, Bruce?
Hello, how are you today?
Doing great.
I've got a card that's an insert from 1998-99 Upper Deck Finite Basketball.
Oh, okay.
It's a Michael Jordan insert, Top Flight Spectrum, I believe is what it's called. It's number 25 out of 50.
So it was serial numbered to 50?
Yes.
Ooh, now that stuff from the 90s, I don't know what that particular one. Maybe Vince will see one on eBay, but to give you an idea on some of that serial numbered stuff from the late 90s in really good shape, one of my customers, Joe V, actually, had they called it Flair Showcase, serial numbered to 150 from 1998, got it graded. It was a Gem Mint 9.5 from Beckett. And one similar to that in that grade, numbered to 150, had sold for $3,500.
Wow, nice.
So I don't know what your particular one, but I would think serial numbered to 50, if it's in really good shape. I don't know, Bill, if you've run any of those, but I'm thinking that's got the potential for really good bucks there, Bruce.
Would you recommend getting it graded?
If it looks like it's in really good shape, yeah. Now, Bill Huggins, that type of card, would you take that in a Huggins and Scott auction, a serial numbered Jordan from the late 90s?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, and Bruce, you definitely want to get this thing graded by Beckett. Okay. They're going to be the ones that are going to do the best on the shiny cards. And, I mean, God forbid you should get a, like Tom was just saying, a 9.5 or something like that, home run.
Oh, wow.
That's got serious potential.
Yeah. I'm just looking. Adam just posted. We did a Christmas split before the show. We had a pack of Bowman Sterling baseball, and we randomized. There's three autographs in the pack, and Adam got number one, and the first pick was an Adam Abdallah. An Adam Abdallah got an
autograph. That's a good card, I'm telling you. Yeah. It's worth a lot.
No, Adam got a Billy McKinney autograph, who's a Cub future prospect that they got from Oakland, and Adam just posted to my attention a picture of the card. That's pretty good there, Adam. You're good with that stuff. Very
telling
good.
You, future World Series winner, Billy McKinney.
There you go. Yeah. He's got some serious speed.
I have his card.
Yes.
I was telling Adam about our picking last week where we did the Cubs or Sox, whoever would get the best record, and I was surprised how many people were picking the Cubs this year to have better records. And Adam, being a Cubs fan, still thinks this particular year you think that the Sox are going to have a better record.
Yeah, I mean, I was more of a Sox fan growing up, but now I'm kind of more of a Cubs. I don't know. I'm not really a baseball fan to begin with. But
okay.
That being said, I think that the White Sox are more set up to win now.
That's the way I look at it, too. I think they're just a little further ahead than the Cubs. Not to say the Cubs' talent isn't getting to the point where they're going to be good enough to be good. But
well, all they have to do is bring up McKinney and we're good.
Yeah,
there you go.
As soon as possible now, obviously. So if you want to go to at T Crown Tom, Adam's tweet here shows the picture of the card. The number here is 312-332-3776. And you can call us with a question about the value of your collectibles. We're doing two drawings. If you just question about the collectible, you know, I forgot to ask the first caller if he had a surprise on something. Oh, well. You'll get in the drawing for two boxes, a hockey box and a Bowman Draft baseball. And if you want to say what you were surprised about during 2014, there's a separate drawing for a separate box of Bowman Draft Baseball that you'll have to pick up. The winner will have to pick up a Triple Crown in Naperville.
Well, now, you know, Tom, I'll tell you, one of the things I was surprised about is, and I don't know if you guys have heard this, I don't know if Josh has tweeted you, but we, for our February auction, we just got in a signed team sheet of Negro Leaguers with Josh Gibson.
Oh!
Wow.
Really?
Oh, my God. I mean, Jimmy Spence, when he saw this thing, it's got another guy, Judd Wilson or something, who was also a Hall of Famer, and several others. It's got an early Campanella. This thing was signed in 1944.
Oh, my gosh.
What kind of condition is it in, Bill?
Oh, it's clear and crisp, Vince. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. It was in the back of a book of American and National League players that this old gentleman had in a row house in downtown D.C. We went and picked it all up, and she said, there's an autograph book in there. I said, okay, I'll find it and call you. And, oh, my God.
Wow.
I told the lady initially when we grabbed everything, you're probably looking at, because it was just a bunch of pups, $500 or $1,000. Then I called her back, and I told her, ma'am, you're probably looking at 5 to 10. This thing is probably more like 25 to 50.
Of grand 50,000.
I just can't tell her 25 to 50. I think she's done.
Right.
Yeah, right. Right. They'll let her be pleasantly surprised and let her heart handle it then. Now, Bill, when will that picture of that be up at HugginsandScott.com so we're gonna be able to see it?
Well, it probably won't be up until later this month or early next month because it's authenticated by JSA, but I think we're going to get it dual authenticated by PSA.
Yeah, why not, huh? The better, the more the merrier on that one. Now, how many total, how big is it? It's a team photo?
Oh, it's about a 4x6. No, it's a team sheet.
Oh.
It's a piece of paper in the back of a book signed by 7 or 8 teams.
Oh, jeez. Okay. And and Josh Gibson's one of them.
He's the top one on this list. I saw this thing. My son Ricky was with me, and I said, "You know who that is?" He goes, "No."
It's like finding the Holy Grail.
Now, have you ever had a Josh Gibson autograph ever in one of your auctions?
No,
they're not around. I mean,
they just aren't really.
Wow.
And, you know, that year in 1944, Josh Gibson hit .517.
Jeez.
Oh, there are guys that saw him play. That tell stories about him that really think he could have been, if not the best power hitter ever, you know, one of the top two or three power hitters ever.
Well, some of the stories are he had 1,300 home runs and, you know, 90 in a year. And, you know, they didn't keep records.
And really, there's no reason not to believe him, you know, when everything that's transpired since then and how good, you know, the players have been. So, really, that's something else. That'll be great to see. We're almost up to a break, our first break here already, but let's get Stan on. What's up, Stan? Where are you from?
I'm from Wyanette, Illinois.
Oh, okay. I thought that I've never heard of Wyanette. Where is that?
It's about 120 miles southwest of Chicago.
Oh, okay. Very good. Now, do you get the radio signal in clear and crisp down there, or are you listening online?
No, actually, I'm listening to the radio, but it's kind of fuzzy at times.
Okay. Well, we'll talk louder for you then, Stan.
No, that's all right. That's all right. I'm on the phone.
Okay, so what do you have?
Actually, my brother-in-law has a 1968 Yankees team photo signed by four players. Now, two I'm not sure of is Joe Pepitone and Mel Stottlemyre, but the two that I am positive of is Mickey Mantle and Whitey Ford. And I just kind of wonder what kind of value there might be on it.
And what did they sign, Stan?
A 1968 Yankees team photo.
Okay. So what, you're not sure if the Pepitone is real or?
No, I believe all the signatures are real. I'm just not sure if that's the two. There was four players, and two I'm sure of is Mantle.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And Ford, and the other two I'm not sure of is Pepitone and Stottlemyre.
What do you think, maybe 300 or 400 on that, or what do you think, Bill?
Stan, is this a team photo of a lot of people or a photo of just these four people?
No, it's a whole team photo
with the
roster on the bottom and everything.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. You know, and you're probably looking, you know, at something in the neighborhood of like 300 to 500, maybe a little more. if it was signed by the whole team or if it was just a picture of those four signed by all four, it would probably have considerably more value.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking also, but still neat. Now, Stan, anything surprise you in sports or collecting during 2014? I want to add your name to my random list. Oh, no, you're not going to be able to make the drive up to T-Crown in Naperville if you win anyway, would you, Stan? 120
Probably
miles?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably
well,
not. I mean, it wouldn't be that bad, but, you know.
Well, tell us if there's something that surprised you just to let us know. You have something?
Well, actually, I'm kind of surprised by how the baseball teams, the Cubs and the White Sox, have made such big moves this year. That's
pleasant,
you know,
surprise.
Good to see.
Yeah, it really is.
Who do you think's going
to
win more games, Stan, the Cubs or the Sox?
Well, my family or I more have a heritage of a White Sox fan, but so I'm hoping they have win more games myself. But it'll be a close race. You just never know. I mean,
should be interesting
what happens and who gets the breaks.
Well, keep listening down there, Stan, and don't forget if the reception's coming in and out, you can always listen online too.
Okay, thank you very much
for
your time.
Sure, very good. Stan the Man on the line. I picked up a nice Stan the Man autograph card I have in a T-Crown week. A numbered one from Upper Deck. I always like to get Stan the Man stuff. We get a lot of Cardinal fans come in, at T-Crown. And that was actually one of the things that I said I was surprised about was how the White Sox really went after it this offseason. But actually, when you think about it, it's very smart from their standpoint because – they are the second team in town, and you could see the Cubs build into the point where they were going to start now, where they're going to go after the big free agents. And if the Sox didn't do something, I mean, they wouldn't have drawn anybody. Yeah.
They'd be further down in second place to the Cubs, I think, in town anyway.
Now Sox fans are all excited about them, and I think they'll draw well. And
it's going to be a fun season
for nothing else,
Chicago.
Both teams should be very interesting to watch, which they haven't been. So, I mean, that's going to be good. Last year, it was interesting watching Abreu, but the team itself, not that good. Larry from Streamwood. What's up, Larry?
Morning, sir. How are you?
Doing great.
Okay. Just headed to Maxwell Street, just like every Sunday. I listen to you every Sunday.
You're a good man, Larry.
Anyway, I got, like I said, I got three Sports Illustrated magazines. Walter Payton's on the cover of all three of them. One says the NFL's new stars.
I like that, yeah.
1976. And I got the one when he broke Jim Brown's record. And the one when he passed away, and they're all in a frame with his signature. I was just wondering.
Oh, now that's nice. I like that. I was just going to ask you if you had any of them signed or in all three of them in a frame with. So it's a cut signature that he signed with it.
Actually, the magazines are not signed. I just got his signature on a piece of paper.
Yeah, good. I like that though. I'm thinking probably depending on how it looks, probably $500 or $600 for that. Yeah. And depending on how it looks, maybe even a little more if it's a nice frame and matting, just you know how it displays. Now real quick, Larry, surprise about anything in 2014?
No, sir, not really.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you down because I'm surprised that nothing surprised Larry during the year. All right, Larry, you're in the both drawing. Okay, it's time for a short break. The number is 312-332-3776. Give us a call. We got drawings left and right. We'll tell you about them later, and we'll be right back. Hang in there.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, 312-332-3776. We're giving away two boxes that ERC Delivery will deliver to the winner, and then a separate box if you want to add in when you call or tweet me a question at @TCrownTom, something that surprised you or something that happened that some people seemed surprised and you weren't surprised. Yeah, tweet me or call us and you'll have a separate drawing for a box of Bowman Draft Hobby Baseball that you have to pick up at Triple Crown in Naperville. Now, one of the things I'm surprised about and very appreciative, actually, is how many calls and listeners and how well this show has gone from 7 to 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning. I didn't know what it would be like on Sundays. And I don't know about you guys, Bill and Vince, but I think it's been a blast doing it. And I'm really, the people that come into T-Crown and say how much they like and everything, I mean, it's great. And we're going to take January and February off, but we're going to start back the show again in March, so we'll be on again in 2015. So it's all good for us. So and we do appreciate all the listeners, the calls, everything. I mean, it's really great stuff. So
it's been a lot of fun. A lot of
fun. It is fun, isn't it? Yeah.
I've laughed so much at you just watching you talk to people and just
right.
It's cool.
And the contracts are in the works for next year, so we won't be battling the snow for January and February, but I'll still be tweeting and Vince at ERC Delivery. You can still get deliveries, and he'll be at T-Crown once in a while. So you can still just stay in touch for those 2 months, and then think March Madness, and we will be back. Now, we will be back next week also. Yep. So get your questions in now and next week, and then you got a couple of months to fire up for some new ones. Here's Justin from Crown Point on the line. What's up, Justin?
Yeah, I got a 87 Jordan Fleer, but it's a misprint on the back of the card. The edge is like cut, and it has the stats from whoever was next in line that they printed, I guess.
Really, like half the card on the back is the wrong stats, or the whole wrong back?
Like just the edge of the card, it has a bunch of ones where it'd be like the beginning of the year.
Okay.
And
what do you think, Bill? Does that actually hurt the value of that card, or what do you think?
Well, I'd really need to see it, depending on, like you were asking, Tom, how much of this card is misprinted or wrong like that. If it's a significant amount, yes. If it's just the sliver, no.
Well, the Jordan part, the first number of all his years that he played is cut off, and then it has, like, the years for the whoever was next, you know, all the ones.
So this is misprinted side to side on the back.
What's that?
Side to side on the back. Yeah, let's just say that it is.
Yeah.
Gosh, you would want to send that in and get it encapsulated, and if they will call that a misprint, then you've got something.
Yeah, especially in a high grade, and if it is termed a misprint, that would be actually very good. That would be interesting to see how much a 9.5 of that would go for. Here's Anthony on Twitter says he's surprised at how quickly short-term outlooks of Chicago teams have changed. Sox, Cubs, World Series contenders, Bears pretenders. It's true. Yep, it did change quickly from September, for instance. But look at all the moves the Cubs and Sox have made, and look how pathetic the Bears have looked. I mean, you put it all together, and I guess it kind of makes sense. So, Anthony, that's a good one. And now waiting on the line here, the longest, Joe, for another Crown Point caller. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Yeah, I was just wondering about, I've got a couple of Notre Dame mini helmets that are signed by Paul Hornung, showing his Heisman winner, and Johnny Lattner.
Okay, well, Paul Hornung signs a lot of stuff. You know, being a Hall of Famer, it's still good, and I would think a mini helmet would only be maybe $30 or $40. Johnny Lattner, Bill, is he about the same, a little more maybe than Hornung?
He's probably a little bit more. He doesn't sign as much, like you said, as Hornung does.
Yeah, he definitely has a lot of stuff. Can you make a trip to Triple Crown in Naperville if you win the surprise drawing, Joe?
No, unfortunately, I couldn't.
Okay, well, we don't care if you're surprised then, Joe. Just go back to bed, be non-surprised. Okay, next on the line we have Taylor from Hyde Park. What's new, Taylor?
Hey, guys, huge fan of the show.
Thanks.
So I have a 1992 Washington Redskins signed football by the Super Bowl team. So Chip Lowmiller, I have Gary Clark, I have Art Monk, Dale Green, Charles Mann, Mark Rippon. But here's the rub. None of the coaches signed it. So being from D.C., my mom took the ball out of the case and got it signed by Joe Gibbs, his second tenure in D.C. So I was wondering if that takes the value down because it really isn't his signature from the time period, but everyone else's signature is from the time period when they won the Super Bowl.
Oh, no, that's okay. As long as he was the coach for that Super Bowl, that's fine, right, Bill?
Absolutely. Zero deductions.
Yeah. Now, are you a Redskins fan, Bill?
Oh, yes, every single day, especially yesterday when they beat the
Yeah. I think, Bill, you should add that to your collection. What do you think? Can you negotiate with Taylor or either that or just put it in a Huggins and Scott auction maybe?
Well, I would put it in the auction only because I already have one.
Oh, yeah. I had a feeling you might already have one. So, yeah, that would be a good auction item. What do you think of the value? Is that around $1,000 or so, or what do you think?
That number's not off the table by any stretch.
Yeah.
The thing with the Redskin balls from their three Super Bowls, like we've had several of them, and they'll get $500 to $1,000, somewhere in that range, is there's really no major signature that you still can't get.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and I guess that's a good thing that they're all still around, but it's not like a Bears ball where Peyton is gone, you know.
Yeah, so neat item. Anything surprise you then, Taylor, in 2014?
Yeah, I'm actually very surprised at the Derrick Rose backlash and how the fans just kind of, you know, quickly turned on him quickly.
That was actually one of the things that I had written down here myself, that – that's very surprising to me too, and I just hope he can stay healthy and help him to the finals. And if he does stay healthy, I think they've got and their other guys do. I think they've got a really good chance. But that was actually one of the things I had down myself. That was a big surprise to me. I mean, fans, I think a lot of times don't get injuries. You know, they don't want to see the superstars injured and. And they lose patience quickly when guys are. But look how fast he is now. I mean, he really rehabbed it. He worked his butt off. And he's such a good guy. It's been surprising to me, too. But I see that easing already now after he played the 9 or 10 games in a row. And people start remembering, man, this guy's really good. You know,
yeah.
I think they kind of you just lose that as a fan. You know, you've got your everyday problems and you want to watch sports and you don't want to hear about the stars being hurt or being human. You know, you want Superman out there all the time.
Well, we're also used to Peyton playing each game. Michael Jordan, Dick Butkus, these tough guys that showed up every week no matter what.
Well, even Jordan missed the part of one year, a big part of 1 year. So, but I agree with you, Taylor, and I hope everybody gets back on his bandwagon very quickly. I think most people have. I think part of the problem, I don't think the Bulls management handled his first recovery well. I don't think it was a good idea for him to be taking shots before playoff games, looking healthy when you're shooting, and then not playing in the playoff game. I think that really turned a lot of people off, and I think that's management's problem because he wasn't ready to play then. When you look at how much faster he is this year, even than when he came back last year, he couldn't have been that ready for the playoffs that first time. So, but I think that all goes in there, but the guy seems like a great guy, and I hope everybody sticks with him, and let's see what he can do.
Can't agree with you more.
Okay, thanks, Taylor. You'll be in both drawings then. That's Taylor
great.
From Hyde Park. I got to put here on the old randomizer. And next we have Anthony from Lombard. What's new, Anthony?
Hi, guys. Happy holidays. How you doing?
Same to you.
I have a pair of toddler-sized the red and black Michael Jordan Air Jordan shoes.
Toddler-sized?
By Michael. Yeah, they're like 4 inches long.
And he got his signature on there, huh? That
probably
took about almost the whole shoe.
Yeah, and silver pen.
Oh, that's kind of neat. Bill, have you ever seen one of those?
Actually, I don't think so. I know I bought a pair of those for Ricky when he was a little kid, the little mini Air Jordans, but never got them signed.
Really? Does Ricky still have those?
I think he does somewhere.
There you go. That's a collectible. The great Ricky Huggins with his baby Jordan shoes. I like that. He's got to sign those, Bill.
Ricky and Michael signed.
Yeah, right. That's right. Double sign. So, I don't know. What do you think of the value of those? You think that could do something maybe kind of nutty in an auction?
I think you're probably dealing with a limited audience. I mean, you're main people would be the pure Jordan collector who has to have everything, which there's a bunch of them out there.
And there's Jordan shoe collectors, and it does take up less room on the mantle.
Yeah, that's for sure. They're tiny.
Yeah, so I think you got that's a pretty good item. I mean, say
to say it couldn't sell for $1,000 or more is certainly and how much more I don't know. It could get crazy money if it's one of the first ones or one of the only ones that was ever signed.
It could, because if you know, a couple of the shoe collectors that really want those that don't have them, that could do well. Now,
have you had it authenticated?
I have a letter of authenticity with it, yes. But this has been obviously years ago. Right. I haven't done anything with it yet since.
So if you were going to put that in a Huggins auction, Bill, you'd probably get JSA to double authenticate it.
My only concern about getting it possibly authenticated by JSA is the size of the shoes, and hence the size of the signature, is going to be not consistent with how you see normal Jordan signatures. So sometimes when JSA or these other authenticating, you know, people see these signatures that you know they're good, you watch them sign it, but it's just not consistent with their exemplars. They're not saying it's no good. They're just saying they can't render an opinion because it's so inconsistent.
Maybe you can send us a photo of that, Anthony.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, very good. Tweet it, and maybe you could, if you do think you want to put it in the Huggins auction, Bill, should he contact you during the week?
Oh, absolutely. 301-608-0355. Give me a call. Be happy to revisit this with you.
And anything Perfect. Surprise you during 2014, Anthony?
Yeah, unfortunately, just disappointment in the Bears.
Yeah, it really was surprising. Were you like me and figuring they should be able to win 10 games?
I was hoping we would be looking down at Green Bay.
I was hoping, too. Well, I guess it depends which way you're standing. Maybe they're still looking down at them. I don't know. I don't think Packer fans would say that right now.
No.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. Waiting on the line here is Ed from Rogers Park. What's new, Ed?
Good morning. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I have an item and then a question for you. The item is a ticket stub from the first baseball All-Star game at Comiskey in 1933.
Ooh, cool.
And I didn't know what that was worth. And then the question was, I got a book called Miracle Ball, My Hunt for the Shot Heard Round the World by Brian Beagle. It's the Bobby Thompson home run in 1951, and it's his search for that baseball and goes through forensic things with photographers, and I won't spoil it for you. At the end, he thinks he found who got it, but I wondered if either of you had read that.
Oh, I hadn't, but that sounds like you recommend it, I take it, Ed. It's
a great
good
read.
Book.
It's a fun read. Yeah.
Oh, what's it called again?
Miracle Ball, My Hunt for the Shot Heard Round the World.
Oh, that sounds like I'd like to try to get that. I wonder if that's available. You can get it on those little computer reader
it
things.
It is. Okay. If I come out to your place to pick up my prize, I will give you a copy.
Well, you're in the drawing, Ed, but now you got to give us a surprise.
The surprise is the emergence of a couple of Chicago athletes, Abreu and Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, okay. Now, that's weird because I had both of those on my list. Now, Abreu I had that I wasn't that surprised because remember, Vince, even before last year, I watched about 10 of his at-bats in spring training on television, and I loved the way he hit with power to all fields. And I even said on the show leading into it, I thought this guy was going to be really good. Jimmy Butler, I'm not surprised he's gotten better because he works so hard, but I am surprised he's scoring to the point that he is now where he's getting these 30-point games and stuff.
Yeah, these two back-to-back.
Oh, man. I mean, he's turning into – now you've got – if they're all healthy in the playoffs, you've got Pau Gasol, Butler, and Rose all as go-to guys at the end of a game. They're going to be tough in the playoffs. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's fun.
It will be fun. All right, so you're in both of them. Now, the ticket stub, Bill Huggins, didn't you have one of those recently from the – first All-Star game?
You may be confusing that with Ruth's called shot.
Okay.
But no, the ticket stuff from the first All-Star game, those are, depending on condition again there and how much of the stub is all there and everything, you're talking $500 to $2,000 or more.
Really?
Yeah.
Without seeing it, it's hard to narrow that big window down. If I saw it, I could help you out a little bit more. It's certainly a great item if you're ever looking to part with it, we would love to feature that in one of our auctions.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, I may be in touch with you. That'd be great.
Very good. Well, if you win the prize, and I'm not saying you're going to win it, and you come into T-Crown, you bring it in with you. I'll take a look at it.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Ed. Well, it's time for a short break here. The number is 312-332-3776. Give us a call. We're on till 8. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, 312-332-3776. And you can tweet me an item. And, well, I don't think we're going to be able to get to all these, actually, but let's get to a few of them here, a lot of different ones. And I just want to tell Harley, I'm not going to mention you. Harley, this guy's a character. He's got some. Okay, I got to say it. Money for a Jay Cutler signed turnover cookbook, a box of roast beef hot pockets, and a copy of Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Okay. Harley's comes up with some. Yeah. All right, then let's see here. We've got Joey with well, this is a neat, a Stadium Series program signed by Taze. Crosby to sign the other side. Oh, how much when it's done? Oh, with Taze on one side, Crosby on the other, I'm thinking that probably $200 or $300, actually. And Scott has authenticated from PSA at the Sun-Times show. Oh, here it is. It looks like this is the Willie Mays and Monty Irvin. Okay, it's a photo of the two of them, and it looks like there's like a yellow cut where it's put on with that. So I can't tell if this how old those signatures are, but I'm thinking that's at least $100 for that. His most disappointing of 2014 was the Bears coaching staff, so I guess that was a surprise to him. That was a surprise to me. I can't believe how they lost control of things, too.
What's not surprising is their lack of emotion in all of this. Even Trestman, very talking monotone, we're going to make a switch. And, you know, even Cutler's not showing much emotion about being benched. And
You don't want that in Chicago.
It's an emotional game. You got to have some emotion to win.
How about when the Bears played Tampa Bay? It's like, which coach is going to fall asleep first here? You know, they're so, come on, we want, wake up on the sideline.
Show some energy, you know?
Paul from Kenosha, I don't want to hear about the Packers, Paul, but I'm going to, aren't I? What's up?
I was just wondering, last Sunday, Green Bay and Wisconsin lost one of their treasures. Fuzzy Thurston passed away.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, he had all kinds of physical, you know, problems throughout his, you know, later years, and he had liver cancer this past year. But I was just wondering, he signed a lot of stuff. I mean, you walk into his bar and he's handing you something signed. But I'm just wondering, will his stuff, the value of his stuff, go up now that he passed away?
You know, not really, because he did sign a lot of items and he did live a long time. Now, was it Fuzzy Thurston that actually ended up being like a really big time businessman, or am I thinking of a different Packer from
Max McGee?
Okay.
He started Chili's.
Oh, really? Okay.
He started Chili's, and when he got out of it, this is back in the early 70s, he got out of it. It was worth millions then.
Yeah, that's right. Now, he passed away also, didn't he?
He fell off his roof cleaning the leaves out of the gutter.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh,
in his 70s.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, Fuzzy Thurston, you know, great name from Packer history, but not a lot of big money to that. Now, Paul, anything, can you make the trip to Triple Crown in Naperville?
I'd love to try, but I wouldn't make it down there, so I'd let somebody else try.
Okay, did anything surprise you?
Well, Gary Anderson bolting on the Badgers.
Yeah,
Coach.
I guess that would have been a surprise. Yeah, very good, Paul. Thanks.
I just want to say happy Christmas.
Yeah, same to you. Have a good one. Paul from Hinsdale is on the line. What do you have there, Paul?
It's been far too long. It's been far too long, Tom.
Hey, what's up?
A-okay, and I want to thank Bill for helping my our friends Allie and Shelley and get their cards in the auction, and it's helping her pay off her fees for law school. They're thrilled.
Wow, must have been some good cards, huh?
So,
we've got a lot more coming.
There are more coming. All right, so this item, there's good news and bad news. The bad news is it's not signed. The good news is it's a football from Super Bowl VIII. Miami 24, Minnesota 7. We had a friend who was a flight attendant that flew back with the Minnesota team after the game, and they gave her a ball.
But it's not signed by anybody.
It's not signed. It's NFL. It's National Football League, American Conference, National Football Conference.
Well, would you try to get that signed at this point, Bill? What's it worth, unsigned, and would you try to get it?
I would actually probably find out who was the Super Bowl MVP, and that would be if he's still around.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a great idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
Terrific. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay, thanks for the call. And anything surprise you during
2014? Oh, my two teams, the Bears and the Browns, tanking out as badly. I was suckered in and had high hopes for the season.
So did Johnny Manziel.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear. Well, we'll hope for the best.
Hey, Larry Zonka was, Adam, just let me know that Larry Zonka was the MVP of Super
Bowl. Oh, thank you.
So that would be a great one to get signed then.
Is he still with us?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
excellent.
Look for him.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Next on the line, this obviously is the Cubs Theo on the line. It's from Lincoln Park. So Theo, thanks for calling. You want some tips from us on what more moves to make the Cubs world champs here?
Adam's like, start Billy McKinney in center, please.
Yeah,
you know,
right? Okay, that's number one. What's up, Theo?
How's it going, guys?
Great.
Yeah, I had a quick question about the possible future value of something. I have a Mike Ditka signed Hall of Fame football. It's in the football, like the trophy case. But pretty much wanted to see how much that could be worth down the line.
You know, he's another guy that's been around signing quite a bit. So it's always going to have a Chicago demand, couple hundred dollars for his signed footballs. But it's not something that's that tough to find. So it's a great item. Great collectible. I actually have one, and I don't know if this helps the value. I suppose it helps the value, but I got Ditka on one side and Buddy Ryan signed the other side of the football.
That's a good combination.
Makes for a good conversation piece, anyway.
I would have liked to have been in the halftime of there.
Jay
Cutler
to sign.
Yeah, really, right?
No, Jay Cutler won't be signing it.
But that'd be in the halftime at that Miami game when they lost on Monday night. I heard Ryan and Ditka pretty much had to be separated by a bunch of people
to stop from
beating each other up.
Yeah, I think pretty much that was a weekly thing where they were ready to beat each other up.
Yep.
So anything surprise you, Theo?
I guess Jimmy Butler. He's been a pleasant surprise this year.
What a great surprise. What a great story, too. I mean, he just, from his background, what he came from, how hard he works and how well he's doing. And why didn't the Bulls lock him up on Halloween? Ugh.
Exactly.
They better not lose him. I don't care if they have to spend more money for him. Too bad. They've got plenty of money. Just don't lose him because you didn't sign him then. They better keep him.
I agree wholeheartedly.
All right. Very good. Anything else surprise you, Vince, from the sports year that you can think of that stands out?
The nicest thing is the Cubs. Just it seems like there's some hope for next year, you know, that it might finally get here in the next few years, that it might be the next year, you know?
Yeah, I think in the summer I said I think there's light at the end of the tunnel where you could see they were getting to the point where, okay, now they're going to get where they can start trying to win again.
Absolutely.
The whole thing, it was kind of irritating how long it went where it just seemed like they were tanking. But, boy, it is going to be interesting to watch them.
Another thing I'm surprised about is that you don't have your own comedy routine, you know, once a week on a Saturday somewhere. You know, quite funny there.
My wife and I do. We're comedy back and forth all week long.
She saves it for Sunday morning at 7 a.m. That's
right. That's right. Now, anything surprise you in the collectibles field, Bill?
Oh, gosh. Every day, honestly, Tom, we get calls about stuff that, gosh, this is still out there. Gosh, this is still out there. I mean, those items all end up in our auction, and there's 5,000 of them that surprise me every year, you know.
Yeah. Was it a good year for you guys?
Yeah, that was probably one of our best years as far as just different stuff and more people participating and more phone calls. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to even better 2015.
Now here at T Crown Tom on Twitter, Jeff from Highland. Now I don't remember seeing anything like this. It's a Sammy Sosa signed White Sox painting where he's in that old White Sox uniform. His signatures, along with a lot of the steroid guys, obviously his values are down. But have you ever seen a painting of Sammy in a White Sox uniform, Bill, that was signed by him?
No.
I haven't, yeah.
No. I mean, if I had that, I would just put it aside and put a question mark on it. And if they ever forgive all these guys, that's what you want to sell it.
Yeah, right. Boy, think of how much McGuire and Sosa stuff was in 98 and 99. And McGuire stuff still hangs in there pretty well, memorabilia and his autographs. But a lot of those guys, Palmeiro stuff has dropped a ton. And
well, he's
Sammy.
One of the guys that didn't lie about what he did. And that's part of why he's still valuable, I think, is he came out and said, you know, prior, I did it. I did steroids, but now I'm not doing it. Let's talk about the future. But
yeah.
He came out and admitted that he did something. So
that doesn't
that
hurt,
helps.
I guess. Yeah, that's for sure. Andy Pettit doing that and then coming back to play. It seems like people forgot about Andy Pettit.
Yep.
You know, because he did do the mea culpa or whatever on there. Here's another one on Twitter. Let's see. He's surprised. Game Day is surprised how many people jumped on Manziel's bandwagon. His style doesn't work in the NFL. Can't wait till he fails, punk. Okay. Not a big fan. I'm kind of surprised at how bad he was last week. I thought he could have done better. But, boy, I'll tell you, you can't be a hot dog like that and then come out and be that bad. I would hope he'll do better.
And he said as much.
That was good to see. At least he does know it. But, boy, it sure seems like the defense is like doing the old the money sign above him after they beat him into oblivion. But he was doing things, throwing off his back foot and just being – it looked like he hadn't watched film at all. It just didn't – he didn't look prepared. That's what I don't like about it. Yeah. Now, here's one from Superman Todd actually tweeted this. Superman Todd, come on now. These are Shay McClellan game-used cleats. Now, maybe Shay McClellan just needs a different defensive coordinator, but right now these aren't worth too much.
No.
He still hasn't shown what he can do. Maybe a new defensive coordinator will do it. Well, we're up to the end of another show here. First off, it's time to do the drawing for Vince's drawing for that will be delivered by ERC.
The winner this week is going to be Theo from Lincoln Park.
Oh.
So Theo, just email me, vince@ercdelivery.com.
And ERC gets to deliver to
That's
Wrigley
right.
Field.
There
then,
you go.
In the offices.
I will personally deliver it to you then.
To Theo at Wrigley. Okay, now for the randomizer. This will be for the box of Bowman Draft Hobby Baseball that you have to pick up at Triple Crown in Naperville. I will randomize this two times. The first time is done, and the second time, Larry from Streamwood coming to Triple Crown in Naperville this week and pick up your box. The number there is 630-357-7707. Don't forget to get things in for the February Huggins and Scott auction. ERC delivery, on-demand delivery anywhere. Have a great holiday week, everybody. Merry Christmas.